From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If it comes down to fish or cut bait, there's growing concern in the ag sector that President Trump will do the latter and pull the U.S. out of NAFTA. According to AgriPulse, many have dismissed Trump's tough talk as aggressive negotiations, but a growing number believe he has no intention of allowing the current NAFTA talks to succeed. Farmers for Free Trade co-founder Max Backus says ridiculing NAFTA helped get Trump elected, but he has since learned the massive benefits of trade. A lack of technology is a barrier for young farmers, and the biggest problem is not in the field. That's according to a new survey showing one of the biggest impediments for young people getting into farming is a lack of technological upgrades at the USDA. National Young Farmers Coalition Director Lindsay Lusher-Shute tells Agriculture.com many USDA programs still send physical paperwork through the mail or deliver to local USDA offices. 40% say burdensome paperwork keeps them from taking advantage of some federal programs. Bayer AG is set to get a so-called statement of objections listing the potential reasons the European Union's antitrust regulator blocked its proposed $66 billion takeover of Monsanto. As reported by Bloomberg, a precise list of objections may aid the companies by laying out regulators' concerns that they can address with concessions. Bayer and Monsanto officials met with the EU Tuesday and are in regular contact to thrash out issues. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.